Well, a judge has found former Conservative Party leader Colin Craig sexually harassed his press secretary, Rachel McGregor. In a decision released today, Justice Toogood has found Craig guilty of moderately serious sexual harassment on multiple occasions from 2012 to 2014. The judge's comments come in his ruling on a case heard last year between Craig and blogger Cameron Slater. Justice Toogood has found Slater defamed Craig in two untrue statements. However, the court hasn't awarded damages to Craig, with the judge saying the reputational damage he suffered resulted almost entirely from his own actions. Colin Craig is with me, and good evening, sir. Thank you.
G'day, Larry. How are you?
I'm very well. How do you view the decision? Because it seems to me that you've been beaten up rather badly here, but going by your press statement, you're pleased.
Well, look, obviously it's a win, and that's the most important thing in terms of the big picture. I mean, Mr. Slater sued me for millions. His claim is dismissed. I sued him for three things. A declaration he defamed me. I got that. I wanted a finding that he had, along with others, attacked me. I got that, but I didn't succeed on damages. And, you know, that's something I've got to look at in terms of whether I want to appeal or not, because he did say things that defamatory of me, and that normally would qualify you for damages.
No, but so you got nothing. I mean, the judge said no damages because you caused...
The
well, there's no, but the big picture is that you caused all this yourself.
Well, no, the big picture here is I sued Mr. Slater and I have won on some of the claims. Mr. Slater sued me and lost. The question now is, am I happy with the details? I'm very disappointed with that, the detail, which is the finding of sex harassment. Disappointed with that. Disappointed that I haven't been awarded damages. So there's a couple of things to look at there in terms of whether or not I should appeal.
Well, let's talk about Mr. Slater first. Okay, sure. He did a couple of things wrong, but the judge finds that he didn't spread lies, he didn't make up allegations, he didn't gather information he knew was fake or untrue, or publish material knowing it was not true, and he is neither a compulsive nor a calculated liar. This is a win to Cameron Slater.
Oh, well, look, Larry, let's remember on this very show what he said to you and your listeners, and I've got it in front of me. He said, I have copies of sext messages, you know, dirty text messages. Now, that's what he said on your show. That's a verbatim quote. Now, the ruling is he did not have copies. There never were any sext messages. So right there, he's been on your show telling porkies, and I'm happy with the win as far as it goes. But I would have liked it to have gone further and awarded me damages against him.
Yes, but the judge has alluded to those two things, and no damages. I mean, so you've lost. I mean, why can't you see that you've lost here?
Well, Larry, I haven't lost. I've got two of the three things that I was looking for. I've got the declaration he defamed me. I've got a ruling that I was attacked by Mr. Slater and some others to take me out as the leader of the Conservative Party. What I haven't got is damages. So if you want to look at it that way, I've got two of the three things I wanted. Now, I've got to look at whether I can live with that or whether I choose to challenge that third point, because obviously I haven't been 100% successful and I would have liked to have been.
Well, I think you've ended up with a bloody nose with respect.
Well, look, again, you know, I was going for three things. I've got two of them. I haven't got the third. Yes, I am disappointed in that finding on sexual harassment. It's not what I believe. It's certainly, I think, the evidence pointed elsewhere. So I accept that and that's one of the details within the judgment. But big picture here, Mr. Slater wanted $6 million out of me. He lost. He got zero.
No, the big picture, with due respect, the big picture here is that this judge has found that you sexually harassed Rachel McGregor. That is the big picture. That's the takeaway.
No, Larry, it's not the big picture. In this particular case, I was looking for a clear declaration that Mr. Slater defamed me. I got that. I was arguing that I was attacked, deliberately attacked, by Mr. Slater and some others. I got that. The third thing that I was looking for in this case was damages. I did not get that. So, you know, there are details within it, and one of them is that finding, and I am disappointed
by
that.
Yeah, but you didn't get that, Colin, because the judge found that the reputational damage that you suffered was caused almost entirely by your own actions?
Well, look, again, I didn't get damages, and it's one of the things that I did want. But obviously I'm happy to have got what I did get in terms of the other two things I was seeking.
On the sexual harassment then, what? You didn't believe you sexually harassed Ms. McGregor, but you accept now that you did?
No, I don't. I accept that's what the judge has found. And I have to now think about what parts of this judgment I will potentially challenge. It's a very long judgment. People need to understand it's 250 pages long, and working out whether or not I wish to challenge things within it is not a very quick exercise. So we are working through that, and a decision will be made. I am disappointed in that finding. I don't think that that was what the evidence said, but the judge is in a position
where he makes the call. He's made this call.
Why wouldn't
his call, his decision, impact on your case against Ms. McGregor?
Well, look, the way it works, as I understand it, is that each case has its own evidence and is judged on its own merits, even though obviously sometimes there's an overlap. Each judge has to consider the evidence they have before them. In this particular case, I now have the option, if I wish to appeal, as does Mr. Slater. I mean, he must be disappointed to have sued me for over $6 million and got nothing.
All right, let's leave aside the sexual harassment decision, which, yeah, I find appalling, and I'll be running for the hills. But that aside, what about the other stuff? You falsified evidence in the case.
No, I didn't.
Judge says you did.
No, I don't think that's a finding, but I stand corrected. It's a 250-page document, but I have gone through it twice.
Mr. Craig's attempt to promote the one-page Things I Am Doing document as a precursor to the 7 February 2012 letter, we don't need to go into that, was patently false.
Well, look, I mean, I disagree if that's the inference that you're taking from it.
Well, no, it's not an inference, it's fact. Yeah. I mean, that's what the judge is saying. So basically he's saying you lied to the court.
Well, look, with respect, I don't think I did lie to the court. He's referring to the dating of a document. I had acknowledged that the dating was wrong. That was an error. So I don't think that's the falsification of evidence at all. I'm a lay person. I'm a lay litigant. I doubtless got numerous things in terms of paperwork wrong during the process.
Yeah, but there were dodgy bits in that letter, right? Dodgy bits all over the place. It was sliced and diced and cut and pasted and whatever. So you think that you're going to appeal? You don't know yet?
I don't know yet because it's a 250-page document and, you know, you've got to look at it. Well, I've got to win. Should I quit while I'm ahead? Or would I get more of value by appealing? And that's quite a complex decision. It's a very big case with a lot of detail. So it's just not one of those things, unfortunately,
right,
you can reach.
Well, if you think you're ahead, I think you're way behind. If you think you're ahead, I'd be quitting.
Well, look, Larry, I know you think I'm behind, but you have to remember what was at stake here. I was being sued for millions of dollars, and that case against me failed. I have sued someone for a declaration for a finding that I was attacked, and for damages. I've got 2 out of 3 of those things. So, big picture. Now, I'm disappointed with the finding around sexual harassment, and yes, that's a negative. But big picture, if you look at what the case was about between myself and Mr. Slater, I have had considerable success.
Right, well, here's what I see with the big picture. You've still got this Jordan Williams thing and $1.27 million damage. That's before the court, so we won't go there. But it seems to me that you've been very good at trashing your own reputation. And I just, when is it going to end, Colin? When are you going to lie down? I mean, if it was a boxing match, you've been beaten up, I don't know, every round. You're on the canvas. It's a knockout at every turn.
Well, look, Larry, as this judgment says, I came under attack. It was coordinated. I'm fighting back against that the best way I know how. You know, I mean, Mr. Slater had a legal team. He spent a lot of money. I represented myself. I did my best. I've got most of what I wanted, but not all.
Yeah, if you'd have walked away from the get-go, I mean, none of these cases would have eventuated, right?
Oh, look, that's right. If I had chosen not to respond or fight back to the attack against me, that's correct. I didn't choose that. I didn't want to just lie down and let people attack me and get away with it. So if you like, I have chosen to stand and fight, and the result of that is people fling a lot of mud. That's what defamation is about.